Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here comes The Life of Riley. This is episode number 156 of The Life of Riley, entitled Mother's Day Speech. Today's show originally aired on May 10th, 1947.
It starts with D and ends with C. That's Dreft, Procter & Gamble's sudsing miracle, 2,000 years newer than soap. Dreft brings you The Life of Riley. Dreft, D-R-E-F-T, Dreft, America's largest selling brand for washing silks, nylons, woolens, dishes, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Chester A. Riley prides himself on being not only a model father, but also a model son, a fact which is recognized by his neighbors in the community. Right now, our model son is talking to Mr. Hobart Morris, one of the leading lights of the neighborhood community council.
Oh, come, Riley. We won't take no for an answer. When Jim Gillis nominated you, the council agreed unanimously that you were the logical choice for our Mother's Day celebration.
Thanks, Hobart, but I ain't worthy of the honor.
Nonsense. In appointing you and your sweet old mother, the typical American mother and son, our committee felt
that... Hobart, I really ain't worthy of such an honor.
Oh, you're much too modest. Now, the ceremonies will take place in Roosevelt Park. You make a brief address and tribute to all mothers after which...
Oh, believe me, I don't deserve such an honor, honest.
Well, if that's your final word, I guess we'll just have
you
to...
You couldn't have picked a better man, I accept.
That's the spirit, Riley, and I'm sure you'll make a bang-up speech.
Well, I ain't no speechmaker, Hope, but I'll just say what I feel about mothers. For instance, did you ever stop to think what it would be like if there were no mothers in this world? What would happen to all the babies that are born?
Well, I wouldn't quite approach it from that angle.
Oh, well, maybe you're right, sir. It's a little too deep for the message. I know what. I'll tell them how in our family the boys were brought up to respect their mothers.
That's right. And give your own son, Junior, an example.
Oh, my Junior's crazy about his mother. He worships her. Why, anything his mother wants, I can force him to do.
Fine. Well, here's your house, Riley. Gillis and I'll get in touch with you before Sunday about the details.
Oh, wait, Hobart. Come on in. Say hello to the family.
Well, late.
Oh, come on. I like to show off the kind of brood I'm breeding.
Well, just for a minute.
Good.
Ah, you have a musician in the family.
That's my Junior. That kid crawling with talent. I don't like to brag, Hope, but give him another 10, 15 years and he'll be a child prodigy. Hey, Junior.
Oh, hiya, Pop. Hello, Mr. Morris.
Hello there, Junior. Don't stop playing.
Yeah, go on, son. What were you playing?
Oh, it's just a song I wrote. My club's putting on a gay 90s show.
Well, what do you know? My own boy, a songwriter.
Well, let's hear it, Junior.
Well, it's called Dear Old Mother.
Dear Old Mother. Did I tell you, Hope? Did I bring him up right? Huh? Yeah,
well, this song
sing
is...
Sing it, son. Sing it.
Yeah, okay. Always help your dear old mother.
All beautiful.
Always treat her kind and good.
Like I taught him, Hope.
You must always hold the lantern while your mother's chopping wood.
Junior, what kind of a song is that to be singing about your mother?
Well, it's just a comedy song. Well, listen to the second verse.
No.
Don't forget your dear old mother.
Well, that's it.
She's so delicate and frail.
That's more like it, I hope.
Fine.
She is thinking of you always while she's serving time in jail.
I'd better run along, Riley.
Now, wait, Hope. He don't mean that. Junior, I'm shocked. I'm speechless. It's bad enough you're making fun of your mother, but you're also dragging in my wife.
But, Pop, it's a gag. It's just in fun.
Fun? I don't see any fun in my wife going to jail. I suppose you'll cook for me, huh?
Well, I don't think the boy meant any disrespect, Riley.
Well, you got to pick him up on things like this, Hope. Now, listen, son, you want to write a song about mother? Okay, but have a little respect. Now, if I was writing a song about... Hey, that gives me an idea, Hope. I'm going to write a song for the park ceremony.
Well, can you write songs?
Can I write songs? I'll write a song about Mother, and when I sing it, she'll go crazy.
Oh, you sing, too.
Oh, sure. Everybody says I got a great voice. Why, when I open my mouth, Lawrence Melchior comes out.
Well, we'll discuss the idea with the committee. Now,
why,
I better
hello,
be...
Hello, Mr. Morris.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Riley.
Riley, I didn't hear you come in. Oh, Mother Riley, Chester's home.
I'll be in as soon as I get these donuts off the stove.
Oh, boy, is my mother making some of her donuts? Wait till you taste them, Hope. They're terrific. I remember when I was a kid, I just couldn't get enough of them. Boy, they were supper.
Not supper, Pop. Super.
Junior, we were very poor, and many's the time they were supper.
Oh. Well, you're just in time, Chester. Oh, good evening, Mr. Morris.
Hello, Mrs. Riley.
I just made a fresh batch of donuts. Help yourself.
Oh, boy, I could eat 10 dozen of them. Go on, Hope, dig in.
Well, thank you. They look delicious.
Oh, they're wonderful. Mom, when I make that speech on Mother's Day, I'm going to talk about your donuts.
Speech? What speech, Riley?
Oh, that's right. I forgot to tell you. Mom and me were picked to be... Well, I'll tell you later. First, I got to eat some more donuts. Hope's one ahead of me already.
They're very tasty indeed.
Thank you.
I'm always telling Mom if I put her donuts on the market, I'd make a fortune and quit work. Gee, I wish you'd make them more often, Mom.
Why, I'll make another big batch right now.
I can eat them faster than she can make them. Junior, put back that donut you just took.
Oh, but Pop only took one. You've got a whole dozen.
I know, but I don't want to break the set. Delicious, ain't they, Junior? This batch is even better than the first one.
Yeah, but I'm finished. Three's my limit.
Three? Well, I've only had 2 dozen, and I ain't even scratched my surface. Oh, gee, they're good.
Hey, Pop, you're choking.
Oh, thanks, Junior. For a minute, I thought I'd have to do all the rest of my breathing through the hole in that donut.
Hey, what's the matter, Pop? You stopped eating.
Well... Just between us, Junior, this here last batch don't chew as easy as the first two batches.
Well, take another swig of coffee to wash that last one down, Pop.
Well, I've had so much coffee now, every time I swallow a donut, I can hear the splash.
Well, maybe Grandma won't mind if we don't eat them all.
Oh, yes, she will. Her feelings will get hurt. Your Grandma gets very touchy when her family don't appreciate her cooking. We got to force them all.
Oh, gee, Pop, have a heart.
I know, but... grab a donut. Make like we're still eating them. Go ahead.
Have you finished those donuts yet? Were they light enough, dear?
Light ain't the word. I mean, they're wonderful, Mom.
Well, yeah, we were just saying it. Too bad they're all gone.
Quiet, Junior.
Well, now, don't you worry. I'm making you 6 dozen more right now. And tomorrow I'll make you a big batch.
Oh, you mustn't. Forget it.
What?
I said, oh, you mustn't forget it.
Gee, Pop, what are we going to do? If we don't eat them, we'll hurt Grandma's feelings.
Yeah, but what about my feelings? Look, Junior, it's a sin to throw away food, but we got to get rid of them somehow. So tomorrow you take some to school and give them away, and I'll get rid of some at the plant.
Okay, that's a good idea. That way we'll kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
You said it. But if we eat them, these stones will kill 2 birds.
Donuts. Get your fresh donuts here.
Hello there, Junior.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gillis. Hey, you want some donuts? I'm selling them 2 for $5.
Selling them, huh? Say, where's your old man? I sent him at lunch handing out free donuts. Then he disappeared.
Pop's home in bed.
In bed or in daylight? What's wrong with him?
Well, he's just resting. He doesn't want me talking about it. Will you buy some donuts, Mr. Gillis? Pop won't like it if I bring any home.
Oh, he's in on this deal, huh? Tell me, Junior, is there much profit in donuts?
No, it's all profit. Grandma makes them free for us. She's standing at that stove night and day.
Uh-huh. Very interesting. Honest, Mr. Morris, I seen it with my own naked eyes. Riley's got his kid peddling donuts. And he says Riley will beat him unless he sells out.
Are you certain about this, Gillis?
Positive. No wonder Riley was going around the plant handing out free samples. He's trying to make us all addicts.
But, Gillis, why should Riley do this?
So he can loaf home in bed, that's why. While his poor old mother and kids are waiting for him.
I just can't believe that Riley would stoop. Why, only yesterday I was at his house and he... By George, you're right, Gillis. I remember now I distinctly heard him say if he could put his mother's donuts on the market, he'd quit work.
And this is the guy we pick to be the typical son on Mother's Day. When I think of his poor old gray-haired mama, slaving like that, I...
Easy. Easy, Gillis. I'll call a council meeting right away and you get right over here.
Okay. I'll drive over just as soon as my mother gets finished washing my car.
Now, Riley.
Yeah, thanks. Tomorrow I'll be back at work. I wish I could say the same for my stomach.
Well, now tell me exactly what happened, dear.
The last I remember, I gave Gillis some of them donuts, and I was watching him eat them.
And you passed out?
Not right away. First, I seen big spots in front of my eyes, and all the spots had holes in them. Then I passed out. Please, Dumplin', can't you stop my mother from making any more donuts?
Well, I can't. She'd think I was jealous of her bacon.
Yeah, I could stop her, but who wants to handcuff his own mother?
Okay, see, darling. Come in, Mother Riley.
Oh, don't you feel well, son?
Oh, don't worry about me, Ma. Sit down a minute. We'll chew the fat. I mean, we'll talk.
Oh, poor boy, you look pale. I'll bet you're hungry. I'll go get you...
No, please. Mom, you're on a vacation. Forget about cooking while you're here. Live and let live.
But I love to cook for you, sister.
I know, sweetheart. You're the best mother in the world. That's why the committee picked you for tomorrow's celebration.
You know, I still can't believe they pick a nobody like me. After all, I'm no better than all the other mothers.
Oh, yes, you are. You're different. That's why you had me for a son. Now, promise me you won't make me any more donuts.
I was thinking of your old mother. Well, all right, darling. I promise not to make you any more until you say the word.
Oh, thanks, Ma. And if I say the word, ignore it. Hello?
Riley, this is Hobart Morris.
Huh?
We want you to come to a meeting of the Mother's Day Committee right away.
Now?
Yes, it's important.
But I'm in bed.
I know. But you'd better be down here. We'll wait for you.
Well, what's the rush, Hope? Some kind of emergency?
What would you call it when a member of the Mother's Day Committee starts kicking his poor old mother around and
what?
Saying his...
Don't say any more, Hope. I'll be there. I gotta go out. Where's my hat? Oh, here it is. Goodbye.
Dear, you'd better take off those pajamas first.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Oh, Kitty, you're not well enough to go out.
I gotta go, Mom. A terrible situation. Some weasel on the committee's been mean to his poor old mother.
Oh, what an outrage. What are they going to do for him, Chester?
Don't worry, they'll do plenty of that, Snake. And to show you what the committee thinks of me, they won't start till I get there.
Grass will bring in the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment. Meantime, this is Ken Carpenter. Say, folks all over the country, from the Rileys here in California to the Joneses in Maine, are joining the march to Dress.
Dress, dress, dress your dishes, and oh, how they shine, shine without wiping in half of the time and look bright. Right, so don't you get left, get dressed.
Yes, Dress gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Dress, Procter & Gamble, sudsing miracle, gives even your nicest glassware that company sparkle, towel or no towel. Now, that's the miracle of Dress. For all soaps leave cloudy streaks on dishes, Dress suds rinse clean and clear. Dishes sparkle like jewels. And you'll be delighted the way Dress gets rid of dishpan grease. It seems to vanish like magic. Dress kind of hands, too. Dress contains no harsh alkali that can redden hands. So, ladies, first thing Monday, ask for Dress. It's backed by the Procter & Gamble name on every package. Sure, don't get left. Get dressed. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Right now, Riley, blissfully unaware that he's on the spot, is hurrying to an emergency meeting at Hobart Morris's house where a stony-faced Mother's Day committee grimly awaits his arrival.
That's him, Mr. Morris.
All right. Let him in, Gillis.
Okay. Hiya, Gillis, old pal. Hiya, Bob. Hiya, fellas. Well, where's this beast who's been shoving his poor old mother around? Point him out to me. I'll tell him a thing or two, and then I'll throw him out bodily. What a monster. A member of the Mother's Day committee. Who is he, fellas? Tell me his name. Don't shield him. Who's the skunk? Who's the skunk? Who's... What's the matter, fellas? Why are you looking at me like that? Don't look at me like that, fellas. You know me. Riley. Riley! Everybody's pal. Girl, I didn't do it. I didn't do it, fellas. I tell you, I didn't do it. You gotta believe me. You believe me, don't you, Hope? I... Tommy. Bill. Gillis. Gillis, stop flipping that coin in the air. I didn't do it, I tell you, I didn't do it. What did I do?
You know what you've done. Forcing your poor, weak-old mother to bake donuts so you can sell them for a profit. Why, it's child labor.
No, I never did a thing like that, honestly.
We have the evidence, Riley. It's one of the most shocking and reprehensible acts I have ever heard of.
On Mother's Day, yes. We wanted to tell you to your face what we're going to say behind your back. Now, get off.
Yes, out.
No, no,
out,
no, wait, Riley. No, wait, fellas. I'm innocent. I never been mean to my mother in my life. Not only I ain't making my mother beg for me, I even made her promise she wouldn't. Honest. Ha!
Hey, likely story.
Fellas, please be fair. Listen, send a committee over to my house. Ask my mother. Search the house. And if you find a single donut there, I'll eat it.
Tidy. Now let's go see that movie, Mother Riley.
I'm ready, Pig dear.
Hey, Mom, I smell more donuts. Oh, Grandma, you promised Pa.
Now, Grandma didn't make these for your father. She's donating them to the Ladies' Aid. We're going to have a refreshment booth at the Mother's Day celebration, and I'll sell them for charity.
Oh, dear, sure made a heap of them, Grandma.
Not so many. Only 40 dozen.
Okay, fellas, now I'll show you there's no donuts in this house. I'll prove I'm innocent.
I detect an odor. Hope, do you detect an odor?
You're right, Gillis. I definitely smell something.
Honest, fellas, that's me. I got a donutty smell in my clothes. Now just take a look in that kitchen there and you'll see for yourself. There, you see how wrong... Wrong house.
Get away from that door, Riley.
No, wait, Gillis.
Look at them donuts, Morris. Million donuts.
Piled to the roof.
That can't be. Some of the family must have moved in while I was out. I swear, I...
Hello, Pa. Hiya, Mr. Morris.
Junior, what are all these donuts doing here?
Well, Grandma made them. Your Mom's going to sell them.
Now he's got his wife waking up.
Please, fellas, listen.
That's all, Riley. You're through. Come on, Gillis. Let's get out of this factory.
But wait. What a revolting development this is.
But, Riley, you're innocent. You've got to go to the park. Oh, come on. They'll be starting soon.
I told you I ain't going. My head is made up.
You're so stubborn.
He's the stubbornest thing I ever saw, Pig. Even when he was a baby, he kept sucking his thumb and just wouldn't take it out of his mouth. He was 14 years old before I was sure he had 5 fingers.
Now listen, Riley.
That's no use, Peg. Now please, leave me alone. I'm going for a walk.
Riley, wait!
I won't go. They can't make me. No one can make me go to a place where I don't want to go.
I wouldn't be too sure of that.
Who's that?
It is I, Bigby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, Digger, I didn't hear you walking behind me.
Most people don't. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Well, I don't feel fine, Digger. Everybody hates me. I'm a sociable outcast.
Nonsense. I heard the community council selected you as the typical son.
But now they've changed it to the typical bum. They threw me out.
Oh, I know how you feel. I was once kicked out of the UEPGC.
UEPGC?
Yes, the Undertakers, Embalmers, and Paul Bearers Glee Club. Each year we gave a concert.
Did you have a big audience?
Oh, yes, indeed. We packed the people in. I sang tenor.
I didn't know you were a singer, Digger.
I was known as Odell, the Merry Medulla. Medulla.
You were good, huh?
Good. I have a news clipping at home about my last appearance. It says, quote, "When Digby Odell sang, people were carried away." I'd still be in the Glee Club if I hadn't sung a song that my colleagues considered inappropriate.
What song was that?
I love life and I want to live. Come, Riley. Cheer up.
Ah, but they're so unfair. They said I made my mother go to work so I could loaf. And they won't believe me no matter what I say. Did you ever talk to people who just won't budge?
I never talk while I work.
They'd only listen to me.
Make them listen. Go to the past. Demand to hear it. Don't be like most of the people I come in contact with. Stand up.
You're right, Tigger. I'll go there now and clear myself.
Bravo. Remember, we're living in a democracy. Every man is entitled to freedom of speech. Every man is entitled to a fair trial. Every man is entitled to a place on this earth. Oops, that reminds me, I have an appointment. Cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Everybody's turned out.
Just this. Do you see Mr. Morris anywhere?
No, I...
There he is on a platform. Now, go on up to him, Riley.
Now, wait.
Oh, make him go, Mother Riley.
Go on, sweetheart, or I'll let you have one in the snoot.
Well, I can't now. Morris is going to make a speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this point in the program, we were to hear a Mother's Day tribute delivered by a certain individual who will not appear on this platform today. But I'd like to tell you something about this man. He is.
I am not. Let me up there. Let me up on that platform. I got something to say.
Get off this platform, Riley, or I'll have you arrested.
But I... Well, I just... Mom!
Let me talk. Let my boy talk.
Oh, very well, Riley.
Listen, folks. The committee's going around saying I was mean to my mother. Believe me, it ain't true. Why, I love my mother. I not only love my mother, but I love all mothers. Not only the ones who are old and gray, but also the ones who are young and beautiful. I mean, I love all mothers. Honest, I'm telling the truth. I'll prove it to you. I wrote a song about my mother. Just listen to this song and ask yourself if the man who wrote this song could be mean to his mother. Hand me a piano.
Now, just a minute, Riley. This has gone far enough. Go on, sing. They deserve it.
Mother, dear old mother, you've been just like a father to me. Whenever you spanked me, you gave me a chance to slip a geography book in my pants. Mother, dear old mother, you're the peach on our family tree. When I was first born,
I was homely and red. But you didn't blame me. You blamed Papa instead. Mother, you've been a brother to me.
Well, Riley, I'm afraid I owe you an apology.
That song of mine convinced you, huh, Hope?
Well, not exactly. While you were singing, your mother here explained everything.
Oh.
Yes, yes, sir. Now calm down. Everything's great.
Oh, gee, I'm so happy. Give me a kiss, Mom.
Ah, you big baby. Chester, darling, this is the proudest day of my life because you're my son.
Thanks, Mom. But if it was up to me, I'd like to see you twice as happy. Gee, I wish I'd been born twins.
Riley is back in a moment. But first, a word about the world's finest care for nice washables. Yes, I mean Dress. Dress your sheer nylons after every wearing, and they'll look lovelier and wear longer. Dress your woolens, too. Dress washes new woolens softer and fluffier than even expensive soap flakes. And with Dress, pretty lingerie colors stay bright and sparkling far longer than with any soap. You see, Dress leaves no dulling soap film in fabric the way all soaps do. Dress suds rinse clear. Yes, Dress gives you brighter, fresher, safer cleaning than any previous suds in history. No wonder Dress is America's largest selling brand for fine washables and dishes. Get Dress in a bright green package. Don't get less. Get Dress.
Honest, Chester, I'll never forget this Mother's Day.
Neither will I, Mom.
And this necklace you gave me. It's so beautiful.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Ah, thanks, darling. But it must have cost you a fortune. Where did you get the money?
I sold our kitchen stove.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Dress, the sudsing miracle for soaps, nylons, woolen dishes, invites you to meet our guests. Next week, you hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kozloff. The script by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Schiff. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Bigger Odell is John Brown. Junior is Tommy Cook. Morris is Gail Gordon. And Riley's mother is Jane Morgan. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to listen again next week to The Life of Riley and reminding you, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any previous suds in history, use Dress. Don't get less, get Dress. You're radiant tonight.
There's radiance in my hair.
Why is the radiance there? Prell, P-R-E-L-L. Procter & Gamble's new Emerald Clear Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube.
Brand new, amazing, Prell reveals the glamorous, radiant beauty no soap or soap shampoo can match. And Prell leaves hair so easy to manage, so soft and smooth, glowing with a natural radiance.
Sensationally different, Prell removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes, a fact proved by a group of doctors. Even stubborn dandruff was controlled by only 2 Prell shampoos a week.
And the whole family cheers that handy Prell tube. Easy to use, no spill, no waste. And a little makes mountains of lather.
Try the new Radiant Cream Shampoo, Prell.
P-R-E-L-L, Prell Shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is inside. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prell Shampoo.
Yes, try Prell. Listen again next week when Dress, the sassing miracle for soaps, nylons, woolens, dishes, brings you The Life of Riley. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley and check in on Monday for the next installment of My Favorite Husband. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com. Click on the Become a Patron button to support our show on an ongoing basis, or click on the Donate button to support our show through PayPal on a single-time basis. Either way, thank you. Until next time, in the words of Fats Domino, a lot of fellows nowadays have a B.A., M.D., or Ph.D. Unfortunately, they don't have a J.O.B.,